Hey, folks, I want to welcome each and every one of you. I want to congratulate each and every one of you for being on this call tonight, this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gorton from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy. Guys, you can be too. Yes, you can. And with what's going on with Ambit Energy right now, they are giving you the territory in which you that you can grow your business to the heights that you've never dreamed before. And when you hear tonight's speaker, you'll know, again, how possible that is. Listen, we do this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific Time, and tomorrow morning in Japan, I think it's about 11 o'clock in the morning. We want to welcome all of our friends from Japan that are on this call right now, okay? This is the best way to get your Ambit Energy Week off to a great start. Because when you come to this call, you can expect to hear from the best of the best and to gain something that's going to make a difference in your business right now. And again, tonight is absolutely no exception. Now, before the call, we invite everybody to tell us your name and where you're calling from and let us know that you're registered for the big event. You've heard a lot of people say registered for ambition, registered for ambition. Some say registered for power trip. Guys, these big events are vital, absolutely vital to the growth of your Ambit Energy business, okay? So I recommend that if you haven't registered for one of these big events or both of them, get into your back office, go to the Power Zone, and register for Ambition 2017, August 30th, September 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, Dallas, Texas. Over 10,000 people are going to be there. We're going to celebrate the success of this awesome country. I mean, awesome business, excuse me. And then we're going to be in Scranton, Pennsylvania at Brian McClure's Power Trip. It has always been awesome. It's going to be awesome again. You really need to be there. Go to ambitpowertrip.com. I understand that the registration with the leadership breakfast is almost sold out. Always a great event. You will feel like you got your money's worth just from going to the breakfast alone. And then you have the event to enjoy. So get registered for these events. Now, folks, it's my pleasure to introduce to you our featured speaker who honestly needs no introduction. He's the number one income earner in Ambit Energy. He's a co-creator of our Power Trip event at Soul Territory. Please welcome number one income earner, founding national consultant, my sponsor and friend, Mr. Brian McClure. Welcome, sir.
Hey, thank you, Bear. I appreciate it. Can you hear me okay?
I can. Are you in the States or are you still in Japan?
No, I'm in the United States and getting ready to go back to Japan in a couple of weeks, but we got some exciting things going on over there. It's incredible. Tie your people into the meetings that are going on in Japan. They're just rooms are busting. People are excited. Things are happening. But tonight I wanted to talk a little bit about a topic I haven't talked on in a while, but I think it's probably a cornerstone, foundational cornerstone to success in this business, and that's the topic of belief. You know, I've said it several times, action will take out of doubt, doubt will take out of action. And so much of our business is centered around the mental part of the business. You know, every single person in our business has the same marketing plan, the same consultant support, the same customer support. You know, all those things are same websites, et cetera. All those things are, you know, making an equal playing field. And what I can tell you is that the difference between making a lot of money in Ambit and not making a lot of money is your mental attitude. And a big part of that is your belief in what you do. Not just your belief in Ambit Energy, but your belief in yourself. You know, people will buy into you more so than they do Ambit Energy. They certainly have to believe that Ambit Energy is gonna be a viable financial opportunity for them. They have to believe in the company. All that's important, but they also have to believe in you. And their belief in you and your leadership, what you're able to bring to the table to help them get started, is paramount to bringing people into the business. And what happens in our business is that, you know, person gets involved, they're very, very excited, they start asking people to you know, be their consultants, people to be their customers, and it always doesn't work out the way they perceived that it was going to work out. You know, the, you know, your mom says no to being a customer, your best friend who's, you know, the greatest salesman in the world says no to being a consultant, and then all of a sudden somebody points something out to you on the internet, or, you know, you hear about this, or you hear about that, you go to a meeting, and some, excuse me, somebody's telling you this story or that story, and your belief level, you know, where it was when you got involved in the business, starts to retreat a little bit, you know, and yeah, well, I'm, you know, I kind of experienced that myself, or I, this and that. Whatever happens there, there's some sort of deterioration in the belief. And as your belief level goes down, your enthusiasm, your excitement for the business goes down. But most importantly, what goes down is your attitude. In other words, your persona. You know, instead of telling somebody, hey, I got involved in the greatest thing ever created in the free enterprise system, you go, well, I got involved with this business. I'm pretty excited about it, and I think it's going to work. You know, there's some people making money with it, but let me tell you about it. You know, there's a distinct difference between an absolute, unequivocal, unwavering belief in something and a maybe, might maybe, kind of happen, sort of, I hope so, attitude. And when somebody starts to have that maybe, kind of, hope so, hope this will work for me attitude, what happens is your ability to bring people into the business, your ability to inspire people to follow you in the business declines. And people can read it, you know, people can read it, you know, you have to choose your words carefully. You have to be present to what's going on and to your ability to be successful in the business. I want to tell a story. I got a email the other day, and a gal involved in our business, great consultant in our business, had a bad experience with customer care and third-party validation. Obviously, I wasn't a party to it, so I can't comment to it, but, you know, there was a relative that she was signing up on the service and evidently was treated rudely enough that the relative decided not to get onto the service. Now, that's not a good thing. I mean, no one wants to have somebody ready to get onto Ambit Energy as a customer and have third-party verification or anybody else be rude enough to where and say, hey, I don't want to be a customer. That's, you know, it's obviously not acceptable. But there's one or two ways you can handle that. You know, you can allow it to discourage your belief level. You can allow it to get in the way of going and asking somebody else to be a customer. You can, you know, make up all the reasons why until this is straightened out or this happens or that happens. Whatever your mind conceives has to be the remedy for the wrongdoing happens, that you're not going to work the business. And that's a decision you get to make as an independent business owner. Don't have a problem with that. The difference is that somebody that's going to win big in the business would take this attitude. They would say something along the lines, well, this company's got 1.5 million customers. A lot of them, the vast majority of them, very, very happy. J.D. Powers and awards, number one, number two, number three in customer satisfaction all over the place. And somebody was having a bad day and caused my relative not to be my customer, and I'm not happy about that. You certainly don't have to acquiesce to saying that's okay or you're happy with it. I'm not happy with that, but it looks like I better go get another customer and pick up the phone and go get you another customer. You know, you can't change the past, and people that dwell in the past are people that don't advance into the future. You can't live into what you want to be if you're tied down to what you are today or what you used to be. You know, everybody gets involved in this business because they want to make a positive change in their life. They want to go from where they are financially to someplace they're not, okay? And the only way you're going to do that is if you believe you've got the greatest vehicle to get you from where you are today to where you want to be. And, you know, every minute that you've got that doubt, you're wondering about this, you're wondering about that, or you're stopped because you're waiting for this to get fixed or that to get fixed or whatever it is that your mind is convincing you that something's different this moment today than was when I got involved in this business, was when first check, different than it was when I got my first promotion. You know, it's your mind that takes you to that place. And what happens is that an event occurred that deteriorated your belief. Well, as much as your mind took you to that negative place to deteriorate your belief, it could take you right back to having the most belief that, that you could even possibly imagine having in the business. The bottom line is that you've got the ability to control your mind, and only you. You know, your sponsor can't do it. Your regional, senior, executive, national can't do it. No one can do it for you. You know, the bottom line is only you can do it. And so your ability to overcome that lack of belief and restore the belief that you lost, hey, it's human nature. People get discouraged. I'll be the first one to tell you. I've thought on multiple occasions, hey, maybe this business isn't for me. You know, maybe it's just not what I need to be doing. And I had to sit myself down. I had to go through the process that I take myself through. And I said, you know what? I'm not going to let this person or this incident or whatever it was that got me down, I'm not going to allow that to interfere with what I'm doing here. You know, I got involved in this business to make a positive change in my family's life. And just because such and such didn't like this or this happened or that happened, most of which 99.9% of it is always out of your control, the bottom line is that you just have to move forward. And so I would really ask you to look at your belief in your ambit business. You know, if you believe you can put somebody in your business in Japan, though be it difficult, what I can tell you is that you can. And if you believe that you can't, you can't. And the bottom line is that that's 1% up to you, 100% up to you. It's not up to anybody else. It's up to you. It's in your mind. It's graded in your mind. You know, I can't sit here and motivate you to do something that you don't want to do. You know, I can't change your mindset. I mean, I can placate you a little bit. You know, I can help you with this or help you with that, or, you know, hey, did you think about this? You think about that? But the bottom line is I can't change. I can't change the way that you think. I can't change the thoughts in your mind. I can't pull them out, rework them, plug them back in like feeding some sort of software. Not my job to get you successful. My job is to give you the information so you can get yourself successful. And the bottom line is that that's something that you've got to work on every single day. Every single day. You've got to work on it and work on it and work on it and work on it. Because that little man in the back of your head or that little woman in the back of your head that's telling you, this won't work, this is wrong, that's wrong, can't believe this. And it's just not in your ambit business, okay? It's not just in your ambit business. It's in everything that you do. I mean, it's in your personal life. It's in your spiritual life. It's, you know, those emotions, those thoughts are something that only you have control over. And I can tell you that getting control of those and taking control of those is not easy, okay? It's just not easy. And the bottom line is that you've got to do what you've got to do to learn the skill set, and it is a learned skill set, to take the negative thoughts. You know, most people in this world look at the negative side first. So, I didn't get my pay raise because my boss didn't do this. This didn't happen because that didn't happen, you know. Oh, this is that one's fault, you know, the blame game. Or if it's not the blame game, it's, you know, poor, pitiful little me, you know. I mean, I can't believe this is happening to me. And no one ever looks in the mirror. No one ever looks in the mirror and says, you know what, the cause of my situation is me. And the bottom line is that you've got to take control of that and make sure that you and only you change it. It's not anybody's. I mean, I'm talking about nobody's ability to change that except for you. So I want you to think about that. You know, maybe something's got a little stirred up. Maybe something's gotten a little stirred up with you on this call, and you go, yeah, you know, I kind of see that. Well, what I would challenge you to do is I would challenge you to do what you have to do to change it. I would say, you know, whatever that is, you know, if you live your life on the negative side of things, figure out a way to live your life on the positive side of things. You know, maybe it's self-help conference. Maybe it's, you know, getting pumped up at an Ambit event. Maybe it's changing your network of friends. You know, do you hang around negative people all day? You know, if you're in the lunchroom at your work and everybody's, man, this company this and this person that, and, you know, you're in that gossip circle, quit eating lunch with those negative people. You know, think about where negativity strikes you and remove yourself from that, you know, because it can be an outside stimulus as well. And again, I invite you to look at every aspect of your life. You know, if something's negative, I either change it or I eliminate it. One of the two. Hey, this is a negative thing in my life. You know, I recently decided that I was sick and tired of listening to all of the rhetoric and all the news, and, you know, some nut job, you know, took Trump's head and put blood all over it and hung it up, you know, held it up in her hand or whatever. And then there was this controversy and that controversy. And then there's this and that and on and on and on and on. And I realized that, hey, this is pulling me down. You know, I mean, this is, you know, different. Everybody's got reactions to that, you know, not that particular incident, but, you know, politics and, you either believe in what's going on, you don't believe what's going on, this is a problem, that's not a problem. You know, we all have opinions, you know, and that's what makes us a great country. And you're welcome to those opinions. But when those opinions and the frustration of what's going on starts to pull you down and starts to consume you, how healthy is that for you making a positive change in your life? So, again, it can be outside stimulus, whether it's the lunchroom at work or whether it's, you know, television or whatever it is. You know, the bottom line is if it's negative, then you need to change it or eliminate it and get your belief back to where it should be. You know, it could be years and years and years of your, all the way from your parents to your friends to your boss to your relatives, everybody telling you, you can't do this, you can't do that, you're crazy, this, that, and other thing. Bottom line is that as long as you keep yourself in that environment, they're going to win and you're going to lose. You've got to remove yourself from that environment and do whatever you've got to do to make sure that you can get yourself in a place that allows you to be positive, allows you to move forward. And what I can tell you is that you've got the greatest vehicle ever created in the free enterprise system at $100 entry level to make that positive change in your life. You know, the good news is that if you're on this call, you've got the right vehicle. You know, you're so far ahead of everybody else. What about all your friends that are negative that don't have a vehicle of positive change in their life? You know, the bottom line is you've got a vehicle of positive change. There's a ton of evidence of a whole bunch of people making an awful lot of money, positive things happening, and you've got to tie into that. You've got to get a piece of that, and you've got to move forward with the belief that you are involved with the greatest opportunity ever to hit the free enterprise system and march to whatever goal you have. You know, look, create your vision board, decide what it is you want out of life, and make some goals that are short term. Hey, this week I'm going to go show the plan to two people. Okay. You don't have to say I'm going to be EC by ambition. Okay. Just, I'm going to go show the plan to two people this week, and then go and do that, and do that consistently over a period of time. And then all of a sudden it's three people a week. You know, hey, I'm going to do one in-home per week for between now and the end of the year. Whatever those short-term and intermediate goals are, make sure that they're achievable, and then stay positive. You know, on the whatever takes program outside family emergency, medical emergency, or something like that, go make them happen. Make them happen for you and your life. Go make them happen for you and your family, you know. But the key to it, I promise you, the key to it is the mental side of it. It's having belief in yourself. It's having belief in the company, and it's working past, you know, the small things that are going to happen. I can promise you, you take any enterprise in the world, you know, any enterprise in the world that's wildly successful, pick a Dell computer or a Ford Motor Company or something like that, good Lord knows they've had their challenges. You know, good Lord knows they've had their good years and their bad years. They've been up and down, but the leadership of that, of those companies, of all the great companies in America, stayed focused. They believed in their mission. They believed in what they did. They stayed focused, and they grew great companies. You're the owner and operator of your own sales and marketing company. You've chosen Ambit Energy to drive revenue to it. You've got to stay focused and have belief on what you're doing so that the company that you own and operate becomes a great company. And there's no reason in the world that it can't, because you've got the right vehicle to get you from where you are to where you want to be. Bear, with that, if you would, open it back up. Let everybody say good night.
Thank you, Brian. Appreciate it. Guys, you can hear this again at topambitleaders.com. Give us a couple of days to get that up, and you'll be able to hear this as well. I'm going to open up the lines so you can say goodnight to Brian. Here we go.